Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the gun, and I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? Yes, you have a special guest. Yes, she's been making a name all over the indie scene. And definitely one of the strongest women on the indies also. Give it up for Lynette She-Hawk Martinez.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Okay, I'm just making sure that you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good.
Yes. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes. I was a wrestling fan growing up. I used to watch WWE Monday Night Raw every single week. You know, I used to try to pull some wrestling moves on my younger brothers, so on and so forth.
Awesome. And were you doing bodybuilding before for wrestling?
Yes, I started lifting. My love for the weights started in about middle school. Getting into high school, I started bodybuilding. You know, trying to challenge myself, trying to be the strongest woman out there. And, you know, I kind of tied two and two together with the wrestling and the bodybuilding. You know, there's a lot of athletic wrestlers out there. There's a lot of athletic women, you know, but it's just part of who I am. And, you know, it's both. It's the fitness life and the wrestling world that those are my two passions that I love. So I decided to do both of them almost at the exact same time.
Awesome. And how you came up with the name She-Hawk?
Yes, I came up with the name the She-Hulk. I mean, I know it's comic book character related, but you know, it's who I am. You know, it's not the size of the strength, because you know, the She-Hulk, she's the strongest woman out there, but you know, it's about being the strongest in the inside, and you know, going out there and fighting with your heart. Fighting, wearing your heart on your sleeve, that's what it's about. And that's where my character, you know, came in. And I started calling myself the She-Hulk, but then the name just stood there. I tried to change my name, didn't work out. You know, people still use me as a She-Hulk, so I just decided to keep it for now. You know, of course, when I start wrestling for the bigger companies, then they'll go ahead and change my persona or my character up, but for right now, I mean, you know, I wear it proudly and that's who I am.
Awesome. And who did you idolize in the wrestling business growing up?
Growing up, for me, it was, you know, China was one of them. I know she had her mishaps and whatnot, but she was just a badass wrestler. You know, she would come out, wrestle the dudes, first champion, you know, to go out there and challenge herself. Also, Jazz was another one. You know, all the tough women out there, Beth Phoenix now. A lot of the more of the muscle women going out there and breaking barriers for everybody, you know, like I want to be the next strong woman out there that breaks these barriers also.
Yes, definitely yes. There's a lot of barriers to break also, and including there's other ones also that you know that started from bodybuilding also, like Dana Brooke
Yes,
also.
Dana Brooke is another one.
Yes, or even Molly Holly. She started out in school, she took it to high school to wrestling, to pro wrestling.
In high school, I did wrestling as well. So I kind of, you know, after I got out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to become. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, really. You know, I wanted something to catch my interest and to push me to something that I really want to do. Because, you know, people get a career, they get a job, and they hate their life. They hate what they're doing. You know, it's not them. It doesn't drive them. You know, I wanted something to push my athletic abilities and to push me further after my wrestling in high school and bodybuilding and all of that. You know, I pretty much wasn't happy in the position that I was in. I really wanted to find something that I really love to do that's not called work, you know, and everybody is talented in their own way. Everybody's got something, singing, dancing, acting, you know, bodybuilding, baseball, wrestling, anything that you want to do, you know, everybody has a different calling. And for me, it was wrestling. You know, as soon as I stepped into the ring and I saw how hard it actually was to do this sport, it drove me to do it even more. You know, a lot of people, they underestimate wrestling. You know, they call it fake. They think it's a whole act play, but the very first time that I stepped into that ring and I ran the rope, that was the biggest wake-up call of my life. I was like, no way, you know, like, not what I expected at all. People think that it's so easy, you know, you see it on TV, you know, like if it's a damn play, it's not. It's not, you know, and everybody can say otherwise, but until you get in that ring for the very first time and you train yourself, then you'll know what I'm talking about. You know, man, I have never done a sport. I've done a lot of sports. I've done volleyball, track, softball. I've done bodybuilding, you name it. I've done all the sports, and none of the sports have ever put me in a reality check and have pushed me to like crazy until I entered the world of professional wrestling. You know, this is something else. You know, you gotta, man, one little thing you do wrong, anything, you break something. You know, anything that you're off, you don't know how to, you know, break your fall just in case they throw you something. That's it. Your career's over. You break, you get injuries. You know, it's not as easy as people think it is. And, yeah, we do. We do get slapped. We do get chopped. We do get hit. We do get tossed around. We do get our hair pulled, you know, but people think that it's all an act, and it's not. So, you know, anybody out there interested in doing what a lot of these professionals do, I encourage you guys to go ahead and try it for at least one day. You know, see how hard it is. You guys can hang, keep going. Keep going, keep doing it. It's fun. It's a tough but fun career. I'll tell you that much.
Yes. People that disrespect it doesn't know what to say, and they either is a lot of jealousy, or right there they wants to bring down the person. Also, and on top of that, no one can fake gravity right there.
Oh no, definitely. You know, I have had some hard falls before, and the very first match that I had, I swung from probably the hardest hit that I've ever taken in my entire life. I still remember how it felt, you know, to land on the cement and get my air knocked out. You know, it was really, I'm surprised I got up after that. It took me a couple of seconds, but I finished my match. But, yeah, gravity, you can't fake gravity. You fall. You don't know how to land. You're going to break something. You know, it's not as easy as it seems. And this business is really, it's a crazy business, not just in the ring, but outside the ring as well. You know, there's some drama, try to avoid it, drama, but hey, everybody works differently. You know, there are people out there that just want to talk. That's fine. You know, you just go out there, you do what you do best, you entertain the fans, and that's what makes it all worth it. That's what makes it all worth it, especially the kids that come up to you after the show, you know, and they shake your hand, they want to be like you. Stuff like that is what makes everything worth it, all the pain, all the practice, anything that you go through in this sport makes it all worth it. It's all for the fans.
Yes. It's definitely worth it, basically. And what was it like going to wrestling school for the first time?
Man, going to wrestling school, I trained with Mr. Hector Rincon over here in El Paso, Texas. A longtime friend of Mr. Eddie Guerrero. And I got to say that he's probably the toughest trainer that I've had this far. You know, going training for the first time, I remember my back was hurting for about 2 weeks from running the rope. And that's just day one. Running the ropes, learning how to do all that stuff, I was sore for a good 2 weeks or more. You know, and I work out all the time. I work out, I'm always at the gym. And that was a different kind of sore. It was unbelievable how much pain I was in. But like I said, you know, all of that, it's all worth it because I love what I do. And, you know, I'll do it all over again and start all over again if I had to do it. But I got to say, training is really hard sometimes, you know, not just because the practice itself, but what's going on in your life around it at the time. You know, us wrestlers got to deal with that tough training that we got to do. Plus, you know, everything else going around in our life. I think everybody has their different problems. Everybody's got their different obstacles, anything like that. But, man, there's been times where I will just, in the middle of the ring, you know, wipe my tears away and get back at it. Take a little break, get back at it. There's times where I feel like there's fears that I need to get over when it comes to learning certain moves. You know, the height thing, all that. I've pushed myself a lot, and I feel like, you know, but somehow I just keep going back and going back and going back. And I know one day it's going to pay off.
Yes, it does. Yeah, hard work pays off. What's your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
Just the memories of my first ever wrestling match was when I just, like I said, took the hardest fall that I've ever had in my entire life. That's what I remember. And after that, you learn how to get your stuff straight, and you learn how to get your stuff right, because you're like, I don't want to fall like that anymore. I don't want to ever feel that pain that I felt that one day, you know, but it's trial and error. It happens. It happens, and I'm pretty sure it happens to everybody, but that's the memory that I have, is me just landing on the concrete and just feeling that pain, you know, but it doesn't matter, you know, it happens. I learned from it. It was a mistake. And you just get up and keep trying and do it again.
Yep. That's what you got to do. What's your thoughts of working a mixed tag team of you and Ray Ortiz working with Xavier Daniels and Baby D?
What are my thoughts? I mean, you know, Baby D is a good wrestler also. Mixed tag team. I love mixed tag team. I love intergender matches. I love all that stuff. You know, it's different. It's different from just one-on-one. Make it a little interesting. You know, go out there, more wrestlers, more characters. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's fun to do mixed tag team matches. You know, everybody has their own persona. Everybody brings their own game to the table, and we settle it in the ring. You know, and it's fun. It's fun doing all that, working the matches, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And also you definitely can hang with the guys also when you work with them also.
Yes, I try to tend to like I said, push myself, you know. And see, the thing is that there's a lot of people that don't agree with intergender matches. And in a sense, it's like, okay, you know, I get it. But a lot of these men underestimate the power of women, honestly. You know, personally, I've been in a couple of fist fights with guys, you know, and it's like, it's either you can hang or you can't hang. You know, it's not for everybody, but, you know, like, there's a lot of people don't agree with it, but I truly believe that there's a lot of women out there that are more than capable of taking on a guy. You know, I do believe it. There's a lot of women out there now in professional wrestling that do have the skills and have what it takes to be up against a male. You know, it's not 1980s no more. It's not 1950s. It's not, you know, before women had all these rights and before women were pretty much badasses nowadays. You know, nowadays, man, you go to the gym and you see a girl lifting more than that guy over there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of girls have raised their standards and they've raised their athletic abilities. I've seen some great women athletes that do beat a man's time, that do beat certain men's strength, not all, but certain of them. You know, women nowadays are capable of a lot of things. And I believe, you know, China did it back in the day. I understand China was 6 feet tall, all muscle, you know, but she too set a big, you know, example for women to go out there and just do the damn thing, just do it. You know, nowadays, it's like trying to get over the fact that women are going in there in the ring with a guy. You know, but if you can do it, I say do it. Why not? You know, everybody in this business knows 100% that you are fully liable what you do in the ring. It is your decision to step into the ring with a man, woman, whoever your opponent is. You know, you're fully responsible if something happens to you or not, but you're doing this pretty much at your own risk. If you're going in there and you think you can hang, do the match. Do it. You know, I encourage all the women out there to push their barriers, break down their barriers, to do it. You guys can hang. Why not? You know, I feel like nowadays, especially right now in the wrestling world, now is the time for the strong women to show what they're made of. Now is the time that women's professional wrestling is taking off more than it ever has before. You know, a lot more people are watching the women's division, not just the men's anymore. But the women's division is getting pretty up there as well. So, hey, you know, do it.
That's right. That's yep. Don't let nothing back you down or hold you back. Keep going, keep going.
Yep.
Yes. And we definitely see it also at Lucha Underground, the men wrestling the women also a lot.
Yes, I've seen it. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome. You know, not that long ago, I worked a show with a sexy star. Saw her abilities. You know what I mean? Thunder Rosa, I met her not so long ago in Houston, working with Booker T at his school not that long ago. All these amazing women, you know, Nia Jax just got in the ring not that long ago with men. You know, I see it now. Now it's coming to, it's a little bit, it's, they're trying to break down the barrier and they're trying to bring more of these amazing athletes, amazing women to do these matches. You know, but you see their athletic abilities and you're like, wow, you know, that girl can hang. So, like I said, you know, I encourage all the strong females out there to push themselves and, hey, do it, girl.
Also, I've seen you also work with other luchadors also, like Amazona. What was that like?
I do work with a lot of lucha, so I started doing lucha way before I started doing American style wrestling. Lucha is a little different because it's a little bit more faster paced, you know, a little bit more fancier moves. It's a little bit more, I believe, a little bit more hardcore than American style wrestling, but because the technique's a little different, but it's more fast paced, so you got to be up to cardio. Like, you got to be good to go with your training, not just in the ring, but your cardio as well. You know, because if you get gassed out, you're going to mess up. You're going to, you're not going to be able to take, they're going to catch you by surprise, you know, hit you. You're going to get hit. You're going to get trampled. You know, you got to keep up. You got to keep up with the training, everything wise. I have worked with some of the luchadores over here and the girls. I worked with Amazona a couple of times, less than a handful of times. I've worked with Lady Diamond as well. I worked with Estrella Diabolica with Zafiro, some of the wrestlers that are over here by the border. I mean, it's fun. Either way, it's fun with all these ladies, but the style's a little different, you know, and I love both. I'll take on both. I'll do both of them. It doesn't matter. But I would say that personally, I'm trying to learn a little bit more American style. I just want to be good at both, not just one. But I want to get my technique right with both American style and lucha as well. So I've been training with OSW in Odessa for a while. And I've had done some of their shows. That's a lot more American style. Trying to go to seminars. Yeah, I went to Soraya Knight's seminar over there in Houston at Booker T School not that long ago, Paige's mom. And she taught us a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. That woman is dangerous. Don't try to, you know, don't try to surprise her, try to do anything because, man, she's awesome. She's crazy, but she will knock you out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Definitely. And well, her and her family kind of remind me of the Osbournes. Their attitude when they be in the ring also. the badasses, and they throw the punchline also. Also, it fits well. Also.
Mhm.
Also, who would you like to face in the business right now that for down the line in the future?
I mean, you know, speaking wise is down the line. My dream, my goal is to make to WWE. That is my ultimate goal. That is my ultimate dream. You know, and a little place from El Paso is to be representing my city would mean the world to me, you know. And Eddie Guerrero came from here as well. And it would be an honor to be the next WWE superstar, you know, the female next WWE superstar to represent El Paso as a whole. But I would love to just face the girls in NXT right now. You know, NXT is growing too. There's a lot of fresh new talent. There's a lot of girls up there, and I would love to face any of those girls right now. You know, I believe that I can do it, and it's in my heart. I'm wrestling with my heart. I'm gonna go out there, wrestle with all I got. You know what I mean? And I would love to face the new talent. I think they're bringing in a lot of great talent right now in NXT. So any of those ladies, it would be an honor to have a match with any of those ladies. It would be amazing.
That's definitely yes. And I think one just came from that part of Texas also, Gonzalez. Reina Gonzalez.
I think there's a lot. I mean, Texas is a big state, obviously, you know, and there is a lot of great, great female talent in Texas. You know, from what I've seen, from what I've witnessed, there's a lot of female talent in Texas. And, you know, I think it would be great just to maybe find one female wrestler that I feel that will probably push me to my limits that I can get in the ring with, not only show me things, but actually help me progress to reach my goals. But there is definitely a lot of great talent in Texas that I've seen.
Yes, it's a lot, definitely. The list grows every time. So much talent, basically. And there's now so many companies out here, more opportunity for women, promotions, even in the big companies like AEW, they just started. They have their own women's division, like Ring of Honor, have the women, their own division there, Impact Wrestling Knockouts, and including with the WWE Women's Revolution. And it's like there's more opportunity out there for women in general everywhere.
Definitely, I agree. There's a lot more, like I said, you know, it's 2019. There's a lot of females coming up. You know, WWE is signing a lot of women out there. You know, they're trying to bring new women to the table, new talent. You know what I mean? So now's the time to do it. Now's the time to get in there and push your abilities, you know, and company. There's a lot of great companies out there, though, you know, that offer women a lot. And, you know, I feel like now's the time to get it done and just go for it.
Yes. Definitely got to shoot for the stars, definitely.
Yep.
Also, what type of music you listen to when you do your training sessions?
Well, see, depends what mood I'm in, you know. Like, some days I can listen to oldies. Some days I'll listen to rock. Some days I listen to rap. You know, I listen to different kinds of music that, you know, they'll, I guess you can say, pull out an emotion from me, you know, because music is the biggest, like, I would say, like, it either makes you sad, either makes you happy, it either pushes you more, but it's the biggest influence, I guess you can say, on your feelings. Well, depending the mood I'm in, you know, there's some days where I'm just frustrated about life, something's going on. You know, I'll switch it to rock, go hit the weights really hard, get out of my system, I feel better about it. You know, there's days where I'm happy, I just want to enjoy my workouts, and I'll go listen to, like, you know, some little upbeats or something like that. It all depends, but I personally listen to almost every genre of music. You know, I'm open to a lot of things, so I don't really have one specific type that I really listen to. Sometimes it's R&B, sometimes it's rock, but you know what I mean? Sometimes it's Tupac, but anything that just, I don't know, depends how I feel that day, that's the kind of music that I'll be listening to at the gym.
I can see one of them, Gangsta Party also from Tupac.
Yeah.
Also, what does it feel like to be in a battle royal like the Jungle Brawl?
I've been in about like a couple of those matches, and man, those are a little crazy, you know. Like, it's every man or every woman for themselves. You go in there with like 10 opponents, you know, you don't know who's going to get eliminated, who's not, you know, people catch you by surprise. And it's just pretty much everyone against everybody, you know. You don't know what to expect. But those are fun, too. Those are fun also. I enjoy doing those from time to time.
Definitely. And you definitely got the strength right there also.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Also, would you like to plug anything for the listeners out there?
Yes. I mean, all I can tell you guys right now, you know, life is not easy, period. Every day, people have their different struggles. Every day, somebody's going through something, you know. But I encourage anybody out there, find what drives you. Find what drives you and keep doing it till you get there. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what it is, football, drawing, you know, wrestling, anything that just makes you and pushes your drive and just keeps you motivated, like, just do it. You know, we're only here for a certain amount of time. Everybody has a different time clock, you know what I mean? And you need to do what you love. You need to get out there, do what you love. You know, not everybody can do it every day, but find the time, find the effort. Do what drives you. Do what makes you a better person. Do what's going to just totally just, you know, just be who you are. Be who you are. Don't care what anybody says or what anybody has to say about you. You just go out there and you'll be happy and you do what makes you happy and what brings joy to others. And that's all I can say to anybody out there listening. You know, even me sometimes, I got to remind myself every day of who am I? You know, who am I inside? What drives me? You know, everybody has their days where they feel lost. Everybody has their obstacles to go through. Everybody has their days where they're unmotivated. But I encourage all of you guys to keep going just like I'm going right now. You know, my life's not easy. My life's real hard. But I find the thing that drives me, which is wrestling, and I go after it, you know, and I do it. I do it. I love it. That's who I am, and I encourage you guys to be who you are also.
Yes, that's true, definitely. Be what you want to be, definitely.
Yes.
Yes. And when can fans keep up with you also?
Right now, you guys can keep up with me. Usually, my most traffic and my most, I would say, like, where people can look towards my next wrestling events, anything, like, follow me on Facebook on my fan page. And it's Lynette the She-Hulk Martinez. So it's LynnettE, the She-Hulk Martinez. And that will be my fan page on Facebook. I post my events there, you know, my next wrestling matches, my videos, and all that stuff. I have that right now. I also have my Instagram page. My Instagram page, I will post pictures and some of the wrestling flyers from time to time there. And the Instagram is the She-Hulk, but it's with a 3 instead of an E. So I have that as well. And my Snapchat will be Lynette, LynnettE, _19. So those are my social medias that I use. I try to get, you know, the hang on Twitter, but not really on Twitter. I just started it not that long ago, but my most traffic area is Facebook or Lynette Martinez. You guys can find me, Lynette Martinez, and then you guys will find my page on there. And that's it, you know, and you guys want to go ahead and message me, let me know if you guys have any fitness questions. I'm willing to help you guys out. You know, I train people here and there as well. And or if you guys just want to find a good show or wrestling match or anything like that, you know, follow my Facebook page and I'll go ahead and let you guys know.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, check her out, definitely. Yes, it's a lot to see of her amazing talent.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on your show. You know, it was fun, and thank you for featuring me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes, it's an honor. Lynette, you can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you so much. Is there any other questions that you have for me? Any question, I'll go ahead and answer it.
I would say I think I basically covered everything. Oh yeah. Also, is it possible that we could see you in a Treble Hawk drained match before sometime this year?
Possibly. I'm trying to go out there and do a couple of things, you know, with my wardrobe. And who knows, you know, I might just go out there all green one day. I did do it for Comic-Con, but just gotta find out. Depends how I'm feeling that day.
Yes. Yeah, that would definitely be hot.
That'll be funny.
Yes. Yes. By that time, it'll be a She-Hulk movie.
That would be pretty cool.
Yes. Hey, they'll definitely need someone like you, definitely to take bumps also.
Oh yeah.
Or you could play the major. Yes.
Oh yeah, gotta learn all that stuff. Well, that'll be cool, you know. If I could play the actual character, but I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yes. And you still does your bodybuilding from time to time also?
Oh, with that, I'm always in the gym or I'm always working out. I'm always doing something, you know, like that's part of my character. That's part of my wrestling character. So, you know, can't quit the gym now. You got to keep going. And, you know, my goals for this next year is just to build a little bit more muscle mass, you know, get my legs a little bit stronger and hit those abs, you know, make the six pack come out even more. My goals are just pretty much I'm still hustling, you know, I'm still trying to get to where I want to be. But the gym life never stops.
Right. Yes, you will definitely get to that level, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
God willing, yes.
Yes. Yep, and this show has been an obstacle of good luck charms for many also, for many indie wrestlers that end up going to big promotions like WWE, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, or you name it. And You never know. We could see you on an NXT.
Hopefully. I mean, that's my ultimate goal, ultimate dream. You know, all I need is for them to give me a tryout, give me a chance, and I'm going to bring all that I got, you know what I mean, and I'm going to do the best that I can.
Yes. And you definitely got the talent, you got the looks, yeah, you got the beauty, you got everything basically.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, and well, the thing that I got most for this is the heart. You know, I got the heart to be in that ring, and I got the heart to do it, to bring all that I got. That's the number one thing. If you don't got a heart for this sport, it's not for you. You know, and I'm not going after it for the money or the fame. I'm going after it because it's for the love of the sport, and that's who I am. I refuse to do anything else, you know, career-wise, but put my full effort and attention into professional wrestling.
Right, exactly. Yes, you would. I wish you all the best of luck, but definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And then thank you for having me on your show as one of your guests. You know, I always love just doing anything that has to do with wrestling, you know, and doing interviews, you know, telling you guys what it's about, sharing experiences, and just motivating and encouraging everybody out there. I love to do that.
Yes, we definitely need it also. And definitely a lot of kids look up to that basically.
Yes, they do.
And that's what we're missing in wrestling, that we need a lot of workers to inspire a lot of young fans out there also. Because without them, wrestlers wouldn't succeed or go further.
Yes, there's a lot of young audiences, like a lot of kids that, like I said, they look up to you, you know, and they want to be the next superstar. They want to be the next wrestler. Every wrestler out there that goes out there, you know, they know what I'm talking about. Everybody has their own young fans that want to be like them when they grow up. You know, so it is important that we do set an example for the youth.
Exactly, yes. Because basically, pro wrestlers are the real superheroes also. They see them as larger than life, basically, yes.
Yes. One time I did a show at the immigration center over here by the border. You know, we do live by the border. I did a wrestling show. You know, we bought entertainment to these kids at the immigration center. You know, they're there. It's like a foster home. Their parents are getting deported. Stuff's going on. They don't understand. And they place them in these foster homes and they stay there, you know, and these poor kids, I mean, they're there. They're bored. So we decided to do a show for them, you know, go up there, do our thing. And man, all these little girls were just sitting down, looking up at me, if I was somebody to them, you know, like that honestly made me cry. That's probably one of the shows that I did that I probably my heart got touched. You know, I didn't cry in front of them. But I did cry out to the side, you know, thinking how hard these kids' lives are, and they're going through so much. and for those young eyes and all those young girls to be looking up at me like if I was somebody, you know, that they look up to, that really, really touched my heart. I cannot explain the feeling that I had doing that show, you know, and that was a benefit show. It was a show for them, bring them entertainment, you know, entertain the poor kids that are going through so much. And that was probably one of the hardest shows that I've done and probably one of the best ones that I've done so far.
That's very emotional, definitely. They had the best time of their life seeing wrestlers perform.
Yes, definitely. It's pretty crazy, just wrestling in general, you know, this whole wrestling world, the business, it's a lot. It's a lot of mixed emotions. You know, it's hard, but like I said, it's all worth it.
Yes, it is definitely. Mm-hmm. And definitely you also... We see you also doing also sometimes, you know, modeling also for wrestling also or other things.
Yes, I do. I do fitness modeling. You know, go out there, get some bad shots, some cool shots. You know, I really want to schedule an upcoming shoot with Mr. Gio Rivers, and his work is amazing. He's been my friend for a couple of years, but he's already shot Maxim magazine covers, Playboy covers. He's done all that good stuff, so his work has gone up and beyond, and I'm excited to shoot with him one day. You know, right now I really want to push myself fitness-wise in the gym. I really want to push my limits, and I want to see where I can get, you know, and then I'll go ahead and do a photo shoot with Mr. Gio Rivers. I think it would be awesome.
Yes. Definitely. You have amazing shots, definitely. And are you looking forward to this year's WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah, I am, definitely. I'm looking for, like I said, you know, more of the women's division. That's what really you're trying to pay attention to right now. There's a lot of surprises out there. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the women's division, you know, with Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch and everything. I just, you know, I love seeing what these women are made of, and I love just tuning in, watching what they do, you know, their skills in and out of the ring. I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
Yes. They've been doing a good storyline angle, basically, and very good also that they even building up Charlotte Flair as that she's basically putting her under her undefeated WrestleMania on the line also, along with the championship also.
Yes, definitely. You know, Charlotte Flair is a real good competitor. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, they say that she's up there because she's obviously Ric Flair's daughter, but her talent speaks for itself. You know, you see her go in the ring, shine out there, do what she does, awesome bridges, awesome everything, you know, and she does a really good job at it. I'm looking forward to seeing that and all the talent that all these women have to bring in WrestleMania.
Yes. Definitely. And it seems like more women's matches will be added to it also on the card also.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised. I'll be surprised. You know, they bring some never before seen matches. I want to see something, you know. I want to be surprised, actually. I want to see what these women are going to do, who they're going to throw in there, what's going to go on, if they're going to put any new women tying up there, anything like that. I want to go ahead and tune into it, see what's going on.
Yes. And definitely they're women's, they brought back the women's tag belts also, and it could be a three-way women's match. It's looking more of that at WrestleMania, or could, you never know, it could be a gauntlet women's match also.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, like, I'm just waiting to see what they're going to do. I want to see what surprises they got for us. You know, might be a triple threat match. Might not. Might be a one-on-one. Nobody knows.
Right. Yes, they definitely do have a lot of talent in there, and including also they got Nia Jax and Tamina also. You basically have the biggest to the tallest right there. Definitely, they definitely match up well with other women talent out there also.
Oh yeah, like I said, like, you know, yeah, you know what'd be awesome? It'll be awesome if they throw Nia Jax in there at WrestleMania with the guys again. You know, because there's a lot of people talking smack about it, and then there's a lot of people that are like wild about it. You know, but usually Lucha Underground, they're the ones that put in the women in there, but WWE never really, you know, WWE never really puts the females versus the males, you know, so just for them doing that with Nia Jax, that was like, man, that drove the wrestling world crazy. People either had mixed emotions about it, or they didn't like it, or they did and think it was awesome, but like I said, I think Nia Jax, she's really strong, she's a big woman, she could hang, you know, I would like to see Nia Jax go in there as a surprise. Maybe a guy one-on-one, somebody, whatever, you know, like, she's more incapable of picking up some of those guys up there, and I want to see them push her talent, you know, as far as it can go, because we all know when Nia Jax get in there, she's a beast, you know, so I kind of want to see something with that, so we'll see what WWE's got in mind as far as Nia Jax goes at WrestleMania.
Yes, she definitely has that going also, and they talking about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. We could see her in there also. They're trying to win it. The first woman to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. That could be part of the storyline right there.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing. That would be amazing to see. You know, that would be awesome to see Nia Jax go in there and win that. You know, that would be a breakthrough with women's wrestling again.
Yes. And I can see right now with her hosting the trophy up right there and using it for her basically for the next TV also, and that Clint, and then she could be using the thing, the eighth wonder of the world also.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure they'll come up with something for Nia Jax, you know. They'll come up with something, her own nickname, stuff like that, you know. And, you know, it'll be awesome. Like, I think I saw, who was it, Beth Phoenix come up against Nia Jax. Like, you know, I think that would be an awesome match right there. Beth Phoenix coming back. Nia Jax, you know, you just got a bunch of giant, strong women in the ring. That'll be something to see. That'll be awesome if they put them two against, you know, even them two wrestle against each other at WrestleMania. Beth Phoenix comes in as a surprise against Nia Jax. I think that would be an awesome match. It'll be like battle of the, you know, battle of the giants, battle of the strong women. That would be pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, the Glamour Zon versus or you know, the new Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I
That'll
think that would be
insane.
More, but yes. And we could see right there the body slam challenge right there of even Beth Phoenix also hoisting her up also.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yes. And I think definitely that they will move women's wrestling to a higher level and more of the Mae Young tournament going to be we see it, that's coming soon also, again this year also, and you never know, we could see you there also.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know, that would be awesome. Like I said, you know, I'm kind of do one thing at a time, you know, get in the best shape that I've ever been, you know, do these new shoots, you know, bring in some new stuff, get some new gear, you know, and keep putting myself out there. And, you know, God willing, I'll get that chance, you know, but I got to keep working for it. Meanwhile, in the background scene, keep working for my goals and my dreams. And, you know, if I get the opportunity, it'll be an honor to do something like that.
I can see that basically fitting right there, and you basically telling their story, and they'll like they do every profile on the women one by one, you know, a 5 to 10 minute, you know, profile, you know, interview before they match and everything. It makes them feel more important and everything. Triple H makes the women feel more important.
Yes, definitely. You know, everybody, yes. Everybody that goes up there, everybody's got their own story. You know, everybody's got their own story. Everybody's got their own background. And I don't know, I mean, you know, I hope they get the best talent out there. You know, and like I said,
yes.
I really hope that they bring me too as well. You know, and like I said, I'm going to leave it all on the table and just show what I got.
Yes, and definitely Triple H likes women that's in body, muscle and fitness also, models. They come in every year to the company. Every year they recruit them also.
Yes, that's one of my other goals, actually. You know, that's why I'm trying to get into shape. But not only do I want to just do the wrestling, you know, I want to be in Flex Magazine. I want to be in Muscle and Fitness Hers. I want to do the thing. I want to go out there and, you know, and pose for those magazines. Growing up, I would look at Flex Magazine. I would look at Muscle and Fitness Hers. I would look at magazines that had strong women up there. And I was just like, wow, I want to be one of those girls. You know, they look like superheroes. I want to look like that one day. And, you know, that's what drove me as well to go for that hardcore look and that hardcore body. You know, it's keep up with it. Keep going. You know, like I said, it's going to pay off. But my inspiration growing up, I used to love to look at the bodybuilding magazines, and that's what, honestly, too, inspired me a lot into who I've become today.
Yes. Yeah, it works with so many of them also. That it shows that persona, that swag. Even with Dana Brooke when she was at NXT, basically, she they develop her personality right there.
Oh yeah,
and they,
big time, you know.
Yes. And they still, you know, bring up about her being still in muscle and fitness also.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, like I want to be the next strong woman and the next fitness model out there as well. So might be getting into that, you know, later on this year. Why not? You know, why not go for it? And this year is really the year that I'm just going to push myself, push my limits. You know, I've tried to push myself before, but I feel like I can still push myself even further and surpass my expectations of myself, surpass my goals, everything like that. You know, now's the time for me to do it. So who knows, you know, maybe later on this year, you might see me somewhere, you know, in the magazine, something, but that's one of my goals right now is to get on those magazines that I've admired growing up as a child, you know, and wrestling, keep getting in there, and we'll just see where life takes me.
Yes. And it seemed like you also comparison of Natty Neidhart and Dana Brooke right there, because they also also in bodybuilding also, and
oh yes,
you definitely have their size. Basically, they both 5'3" to 5'4" and with definitely build also.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, there's women of all sizes. You know, people usually like when they see me on Facebook, they think I'm taller, but I'm like, they see me in person, no, I'm like 5'3", you know, but I'm really strong. You know, that's why they call me the She-Hulk. Don't underestimate my size because my strength, you know, I'll bring my strength, bodybuilding. Doesn't matter, you know, like I said, what size you are, you know, how you go out there, how you bring it. You know what I mean? Look at Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is my size. Look at all the stuff that he did. You know,
right.
He had a lot of talent. He was wrestling Kali. He was wrestling guys that were twice, triple his size. But he could still go in the ring and go. He had amazing talent. You know, a lot of wrestlers out there, you know, there's people underestimate, like your size, people underestimate your strength, you know. But the other day, I was at work, and one of the bouncers is like, can you pick me up? Can I pick you up? Yes, I can. He's no way. This guy weighs 240. Yes, I was able to pick him off the ground, you know, like get in the ring. I'm wrestling with guys that are like 6 feet, you know, over 200 pounds. I have to jump over them. I have to give them arm drags. I have to take these guys down, and they're twice or triple my size, and I'm able to get in there and hang, you know. So it's all about the dedication. It's all about pushing your limits and just getting in there and giving it all you got.
That's what it takes, basically, also. And there's also another women's talent also, Jordynne Grace also. She's from she's another bodybuilder that's in Impact, that just kind of signed to Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
And she's definitely like Rey Mysterio size also, 5'2", and she definitely has the strength. She was like power slamming like even Brian Cage that time in the all in pay per view battle royal, she basically eliminated him by body slamming him out, basically.
Oh yeah, and Brian Cage is a big guy. I've worked some shows with him before, like not in the ring, but he's been there. And yep, he's a pretty big guy, so you know what I mean. Don't underestimate a lot of the women that go out there.
Right, exactly. She basically doing her, you know, her strengths and Impact Wrestling basically, and it's paying off also. And she had another good match with Tessa Blanchard. That's another one that, you know, that improved in her muscle and fitness also.
Yes. Yep, Tessa's a really, I've seen her matches, and I'll say maybe my favorite match from Tessa is the one where she did with Ricochet. Now that's in NXT and WWE. You know, like, she can hang, another woman that can hang, definitely.
She can definitely hang also, and like a third generational family also, and she's showing so much potential, and she just like her dad when he was wrestling, basically. Her heel mannerism just like him, and it's just like she's basically she learned so much on the business, and now training other women also. On top of that, also working with Wild also.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, I think she'll be a great. I don't know. If she does some couple of seminars, I would want to go to one of her seminars. You know, I think she has amazing talent. And she's definitely the it girl, you know, in her promotion. And like I said, you know, she's one of the tough competitors. I would love to learn a couple of things from her as well.
Yes. Definitely, yes. She's very good on television also. When she be on television presence also, and she, I think that she can basically, right now she's the top heel of Impact Wrestling right now, basically, and with now feuding with Gail Kim, bringing her out of retirement.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And they showing her basically that she even going after, you know, attacking the guys also.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, you know, like I said, there's a couple of women out there. They're able to do it, you know. They're able to do it. Not all women can do it, but I would say a good majority of, maybe like half of them, can get in there and do it and bring it, you know.
Yes, that's true. And definitely, you have so far an amazing interview, definitely, on the show, definitely, for a lot of listeners, definitely, a couple of them just comment on you, saying that, that they just gained a new, you just gained a new fan also.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing to hear. That's amazing. I appreciate everybody out there, anybody that's listening, you know, to the interview that has listened to me. Yeah, I know we've been talking for about like an hour and 20 minutes almost, but, you know, anybody that was listening, that tuned in, I appreciate you guys. You know, thanks for the support, you know, and everybody out there that supports me in my career is appreciated. You know, the fans, I do it for the fans, I do it for you guys. And I hope that you guys can see me at one of my shows one day, you know, because I travel to sit from city to city right now in the indie industry, but hopefully you guys will catch me one day, you know, go ahead and talk to me and I'll be more than happy to talk to you guys. And I appreciate all of you guys listening right now and the ones that tuned in. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. And you can definitely come back anytime to the show, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. If you guys want to, you know, if you want another interview or anything like that, just let me know. And I'll be more than happy to do anything else. If you guys have any more questions, I'll go ahead and answer them for you.
All right. No problem. And, yeah, Lynette, you have a you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you so much. And I have to wake up early tomorrow to go do stadiums, so to go do some more workouts. But, you know, got to do them all the time, every day. Got to keep striving for those hopes and those dreams. They're not going to get themselves. So I appreciate you guys having me on your show. And anytime you guys want to have me on here again, just let me know and I'll be more than happy to do it.
All right, no problem.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lynette the She-Hawk Martinez. If you would like to download this episode, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio. Or you can get the episodes also up at our Facebook fan page at WrestlingItFactorRadio/ItFactorEntertainmentRadio. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev, move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Yeah, chico. Yeah, chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me. Something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's most. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.